right, guys, I think we are ready to start.
Oh my God, what are we gonna say?
We're good. I think we're good.
Okay. How does that sound?
It sounds amazing. I love these new microphones and headsets. Thank you. I hope you like them too.
She meant to say thank you.
It does. I feel like I'm a bit of like a sports commentator, or like Emma said on The Bachelor during the helicopter ride,
what happens? I don't understand what that means.
There's always a helicopter date and they have the headsets on and they're like talking to each other in the headsets and holding hands, and
that's adorable. That's romantic.
No, it's not. It's like one of those things that seems way more romantic than it actually is.
I would be eliminated because I would refuse to get in the helicopter. And then they would be like, she's not brave. She doesn't get a rose.
Okay, wait. Tell me about the helicopter thing. Do you hate helicopters?
I've been in a helicopter once and it was terrifying. And I'm scared to fly to a point where my mother has pretended not to know me on flights because I freaked out. Oh. But now I'm a little bit better.
I like the idea of your mother pretending not to know you.
Yeah, because I've panicked so much, and I travel with a baby blanket, and so I was like a grown-up, quote-unquote, panicking on an airplane during turbulence with a baby blanket. So she didn't want anything to do with me.
I love you, and I love your mother.
Thank you. She'll be happy to hear that.
No, doesn't this feel super weird?
It's kind of fun.
I kind of like it.
It's just really loud.
Well, we can bring it down in your... What number are you, Emma?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Oh, I went to go look, but you can't look at something that's on your head.
Do you have other fears?
I have a lot of fears, yes. Claustrophobia.
Like claustrophobia in terms of you are afraid of like dark spaces or like coffins or...
Elevators.
Oh.
I'm scared of getting stuck in an elevator, which has never actually happened, but I'm terrified of it. And now I've gotten to a point where I'm so scared that I'm going to bring it on myself because that's all I think about when I get in an elevator. Are you scared of anything?
No.
Really? I'm also scared of sharks in pools, which I know isn't real, but...
No, you know, deep lakes and oceans... Because I'm not a strong swimmer.
But see, that's rational. That's what we would call a rational fear. Like, I'm not a strong swimmer, so I'm scared of water. I'm scared of a shark biting me in a swimming pool.
Yeah. Oh, well, listen. I want to, like, as a problem solver, I want to, like, help you with this somehow. Do you want to go swimming with me later?
Yes.
And I'll just, like, paddle you around the pool very gently.
I think that'd be fun.
I'll just keep you afloat.
Yes.
And I promise, like, there won't be any sharks biting you. Emma Roberts, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
And I'm just thrilled. Like, I know that we had rescheduled this a few times, and you were so generous.
Well, I've been waiting for this my whole life, since I've been a fan of yours my whole life. Just Friends, House Bunny.
Oh, go on.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Obsessed.
Go on. the obnoxious characters that I play.
No, I love them. So I've essentially been preparing for this since I was a child.
Thank you.
To sit on your couch and talk to you about my fear of sharks and pools.
Okay, so wait, what's the most favorite, like a character that you've played that you find, like, most rewarding?
Most rewarding. I'm not sure about most rewarding, but definitely the most fun was playing Chanel on Scream Queens. Because it was just the most outrageous show, and Ryan Murphy just writes the craziest stuff. And so to be
You're
a part
so
of that was
fucking
really fun.
Good. You're so fucking good. And isn't it delicious to play, like, I don't know, like nasty, like the elements of your personality that you don't get to express?
It's so fun. It was fun to just get to be so unapologetic and bitchy. And just, I feel like always people, you know, see me a certain way, and so it was fun to just go completely against that. And so I definitely miss playing that character.
What do you think about like your relationship with other women when you act with them?
In what way?
Well, because I've had different experiences.
Oh, like good and bad?
Yeah, and I try to make it a goal now to make like everyone feel really comfortable and like inclusive, even when, as women, we're sort of playing against each other a bit.
Definitely, yeah. I think on Scream Queens, it was always in the first few episodes, you know, everyone kind of like found their roles in it, and the show is really funny, but also really biting and really bitchy. And a couple of times, you know, because they obviously some like real life jokes come into play on the show, and so all of us would be very like sensitive to that and be like, I'm sorry, are you okay? That was a joke. Just to be clear, that was a joke. Because in the beginning it was like, you know it's a joke, but then, you know, sometimes people's feelings get hurt.
Oh,
and so
of course.
We would always check in on that, which I think is definitely important.
Yeah, because as women I feel like we're pitted against each other, like, you know, mostly when we act with, you know, with each other. And sometimes that translates to real life on occasion. And that's always unfortunate. And so, I don't know.
We were lucky. Like, the first season of Scream Queens, we shot in New Orleans. And they just basically uprooted all of us and were like, you're all going to New Orleans and doing this show. And so it was kind of a camp vibe on set because we were all uprooted. And, like, no one really had their home base, and we were all just kind of thrown into New Orleans to work on this crazy show.
Oh my God, but it
was really fun. So it ended up kind of working in our favor, where we all had no choice but to kind of like band together and explore the city and do stuff together. And, you know, no one really had like the safety and the comfort of their friends or their family or their home, so we all kind of had to come together as orphans, which was really fun and definitely taken way, way, way out of our comfort zone.
Especially in a city that's like
I got
that.
The nickname as Camp Counselor Emma because
fuck yeah,
dude.
Because
yeah.
I would plan everything, and I had lived down there for 2 years before for American Horror Story, and so I was like, "Here's what we have to do: we're going on a swamp tour, we're going to hold an alligator, we're going to go
marshmallows."
What'd you say?
Feed it marshmallows.
We did. We did feed it marshmallows and chicken, and
love it.
Yeah, someone.
I love it that you did that.
It was really fun. I actually peed off the side of the boat. Because I you can bring your alcoholic beverages on your swamp tours.
Sure.
And so I was like, woo, and had this, you know, extra large, big gulp strawberry daiquiri.
Fuck yeah,
there's no
dude.
Bathroom on a boat.
Fuck
I found
no.
out an hour into it. So I did pee off the side of the boat, which was instant bonding in front of everyone.
And you know what? That fucking swamp loved that movie star urine.
Yeah. Except for I actually peed in the empty daiquiri cup and then realized I couldn't put it anywhere. So then I dumped it in the swamp. It was very glamorous.
I love that.
It's a very glamorous life I led down there.
Sweet, sweet Emma urine. Okay, so we're going to get into some deal breakers. I don't know if you're single or not, and you don't have to talk about it.
I am not single.
Okay. But will you imagine that you are?
Yes.
These are deal breakers.
Also, these can be deal breakers with someone, too.
Well,
I guess that will make sense.
You be the judge.
Okay. All right. I love deal breakers.
Okay. He only wears Ferrari apparel, but he drives a Honda Accord.
Oh, that's kind of weirdly deep. What does that say about him?
I think that maybe his father passed away, but he always wanted to like drive Ferraris. Maybe he had an old Ferrari.
No, it means he's a douchebag.
It does, right? Okay.
Okay. So are we supposed to make this obvious?
No, you're right.
Okay.
You're right. This is so weird.
It's all about father.
That to me is a deal breaker.
Okay.
Just because I think anyone that's doing that would not be, that's wearing Ferrari clothing. The Honda's not the deal breaker. It's the Ferrari clothing that's the deal breaker.
Yeah. I hear you.
Okay.
I hear you on that.
Was that supposed to be obvious and I'm reading into it too much? Okay,
nope.
Next.
Every time he goes to the bathroom, he announces it is pee-pee time.
I mean, not a deal breaker. Definitely something to discuss. But not a deal breaker.
So you're at like, I don't know, let's say you're at Cut in Beverly Hills.
I'm sorry.
And he's like, oh, dude, I got to go pee-pee time.
I'd be like, okay. I'd be like, why do you keep saying pee-pee time?
Well, that's what it is, you know?
Yeah, but why do you have to, can you say it in your head?
No, because I just want you to know everything about me. It's like... time to urinate. I like to be polite and call it pee-pee time.
Yeah, but I feel like I could break that down in someone after some time.
Okay. Yep. All right. All right. And then what would you change it to?
Just like, get I up.
Gotta take.
Just go.
Is it better or worse if he says, I gotta take a whiz?
That's worse.
I know.
My,
me too.
My sister, oh, she's gonna be mad I said this, but too late. She says she has to waz. And I'm like, can you stop? And she's like, what? And I'm like, waz? I don't wanna hear about that. Just go to the bathroom. But I do a weird thing where I always say, I have to pee. Because I don't want people to think I'm doing anything else in the bathroom, like going to the other one. And so I'm always like, I have to pee.
Yeah.
Because I don't, God forbid, you know, if I'm like taking my time, I don't want people to think I'm going to the bathroom.
I'm just like, got a 10-1.
Do you think people assume that if someone spends an extra long time in the bathroom, are you automatically assuming that they're going number two?
I think that.
Probably.
Yeah, me too.
But as women, don't we get a, like sort of a free pass?
You get a free pass because like, you could be doing your makeup. You could be doing a bunch
right.
of different things.
And we could be making friends.
Right? But if a guy's in the bathroom for over 10 minutes, he's definitely going poo.
I'm going to throw up.
Sorry.
I don't like when people say the word P-O-O.
Oh, sorry. Number two.
Almost worse, but yes.
Okay, what would you say?
Just go.
Okay.
Just go do it. And I don't want to hear about it.
How do we even... I'm sorry to bring this up. I didn't mean to bring
it
up.
I would be worried that he would be, like, calling his ex-girlfriend.
Really?
Or, like, yeah, like, something else was going on.
Interesting.
I would probably
just get into an Instagram hole and not notice that someone's been gone. Like, sometimes people come back, and I forget where I am or that someone was with me because I've gone so deep into Instagram, and I'm like, oh, good, we're at a restaurant, and you were in the bathroom. I could have been home in bed for all I knew for the past 20 minutes. No idea. None.
I love that. Okay, number three, he calls you dude.
Deal breaker.
Really?
Yes. My boyfriend called me man the other day, and I was like, "What? Man what?" It's like, don't call me man.
How did he say it? It was like, but he was just saying it as in like, you know what, man? Like,
yes.
Like that.
Yeah.
He wasn't calling you man. He was calling the situation man.
Deal breaker.
Deal breaker.
I'll take pee-pee time over man.
Not like, hey, dude, you were so fucking funny.
Deal breaker. What about, no, you don't mind that?
I find it charming.
That's cute. I think that's cute that you find it charming. Maybe I'll change my mind.
I don't know what that says about me, though. Okay, he has a tattoo of Mark Wahlberg.
Not a deal breaker. Really? Where?
Ooh, let's say, let's say
and
this.
How do I find out about it?
Okay, let's say it could be on his bicep. Or on, like, his lower back, like, a little bit.
Honestly, not a deal breaker. I think it's funny. Is that a deal breaker for you?
Would you inquire about it?
Yeah, I'd be like, what's the deal with the Mark Wahlberg tattoo? What could he say?
I'm from Boston. Like, I always, like, admired, like, his work ethic, like... you know,
I mean, he's an inspirational guy.
He's opening up the whole Wahlburgers,
right?
I was curious about Wahlburgers. I would just be excited about that because then that would maybe mean he'd get a tattoo of me.
I like the way you're thinking.
Wouldn't that creep you out though?
Which one?
They got a tattoo of you.
I mean, I think it was funny. I don't know. It would turn into a tattoo of like me slow dancing with Mark Wahlberg on his lower back.
Okay, he calls beer and wine my special juice.
I don't even know what I would do. Probably a deal breaker because that probably like means a lot of other problems.
You want some of my special juice?
Yeah, deal breaker in context.
Fair enough. Okay. He only wants to do the missionary position.
It's like a deal breaker, but not a deal breaker.
Like how?
Like, I don't know. I need more info.
Okay. He's incredibly loving. Okay. And he just always wants to look at your face and pet you. And just wants to, like, kiss your nose, kiss your cheeks, sometimes kiss your eyes when they're closed.
I'm profusely sweating all of a sudden. Like, full blown. There, I'm going to have my shirt cut off of my body from the sweat.
Just feels from the like nervousness. Taking you from behind is like a violation.
Does he announce this, or is this something I slowly realize over the years?
I think you slowly realize it over a few weeks. Because we know you're a little whore.
And what happens when I say, when I ask for clarity on the situation?
And he's just like, I feel like you're like the Virgin Mary, and I want to treat you like that.
Not a deal breaker.
All right. All right. I like it.
These are hard.
They are kind of, aren't they?
Because I don't think I would really date anyone that any of this applied to.
I know.
Anymore.
They're fucking ridiculous.
I know. I love it.
Okay, good.
I think I'm taking it too in depth, but I love taking questions like this very seriously.
Good. Well, yeah, no, they're fucking ridiculous. But that's what we do here on this weird...
Do you know what is a real deal breaker for me, though?
What?
People that have weird hands.
Like, what do you mean?
Like, I have a weird thing about hands where I have to really like the person's hands, and if they have weird hands...
Okay, what constitutes a weird hand to you?
For example... There was this really, really, really hot guy, and everybody was obsessed with him. And, you know, he was important, and everyone's like, you should be with him. He's really hot. And I was like, you know what? I'll think about that. And I looked at his hands, and he had the kind of fingernails that curled over the top of his finger. And I was like, never. And they were like, who cares? And I was like, that's a deal breaker.
Wait, what do you
me.
Mean it curled over?
Like, the nail grew, like, over the top of his finger.
But okay, so
that's a deal breaker for me. I don't know why. Hands are deal breakers.
I had an ex-boyfriend who had really long fingers. Uh-huh. And after a while, they kind of made me crazy, but I know that it was like sort of indicative of like a bigger issue that I had with him. And so I wonder if that maybe like that's part of the
yeah maybe I just didn't like him and then I noticed his nails. I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like
yeah, maybe.
I don't know. I like to think that we could overlook some like physical things. I just remember that. I remember like this incredibly handsome ex-boyfriend, but his long fingers made me fucking crazy. But then I also realized how he laughed at other people and was cruel. Like it all sort of kind of blended into each other in that way, if that makes
like
any
the
sense.
The long hands made sense with the other personality
exactly.
flaws.
Yeah, yeah.
I like
or
that.
Just things that I didn't really adore about him. Like, and then I just would listen to like him laughing at other people, and then I would look down at his fingers and I'd be like, ah, oh, I don't know. I don't think I want those fingers touching me. That's how I felt. So anyway.
Did you tell him this ever?
No. No, I was just like, bye. But then I was like, wait, bye. You don't love me? Wait, but wait, I think I love you. No, it was very, you know, because I wanted to be liked. Even by people that I didn't love. Isn't that sad?
Yeah, I get it. It happens.
Okay. How would you proceed? Now we're on to the next part.
How would I proceed?
Mm-hmm.
Is this another mm-hmm. part? I've never played this game.
Okay.
I've played Deal Breaker before in real life.
This is called How Would You Proceed?
Oh, okay. Got it.
Meryl Streep invites you to a harvest party at her home in Malibu.
Love.
When you arrive, she hands you a red cocktail and leads you to the dining room. When you enter, you see Cate Blanchett and Susan Sarandon with bandages on their hand. Meryl hands you a knife and says, "You've just drunk the blood of my sisterhood. Join us," and you become a blood sister.
What?
How would you proceed? I'm there too.
Okay, good. Have you drunk the blood?
Oh, fuck yeah.
I would...
It's delicious.
That sounds like the happiest moment of my life thus far.
Great.
What do I have to do? I already drank
just,
the blood.
You just, yep, you drank the, yep, you drank the blood.
Do we dance under the moon naked?
Yeah.
Oh, that's how I'd proceed. I would say we should dance under the moon naked.
And everyone says, fuck yeah, Emma. Yeah. That was a brilliant idea. Let's light the bonfire. Do you know how to light it?
I was going to ask you the same question.
Okay, number two. You're at Alfred Coffee and a woman walks up to you. It's Adele. She says, I'm a huge fan.
Took me a minute to register. I was thinking Adele, but like Adele.
Adele.
The singer. Okay.
Yeah, maybe.
Like Adele.
Adele. Okay, Adele. Yeah, I know. That's my weird cadence.
No. It was just like hearing Adele casually. I never have before.
Well, she says to you, I am a huge fan. I just love Scream Queens. I don't want to be a bother, but could I get an autograph? She pulls out a pen and says, let's go to the bathroom. I don't want to pull my breast out in public. How would you proceed?
I'd go to the bathroom and sign her boob.
Fuck yeah.
What? This is not choose your own ending because there's only one ending to all of these questions. And the ending is yes.
Yeah. But what if Adele said, I'm still lactating. Would you mind sucking off of my tit?
Come on.
I just want to up the ante a little bit.
I don't drink milk, period. So,
but it's Adele. It's British.
I don't drink milk, period. I don't want to be a part of the breastfeeding drama.
Ugh. Dear diary.
Dear diary.
Emma Roberts will not drink Adele's breast milk.
Love me.
We have a game now.
What have we been doing?
We have a new segment.
Okay.
But you get to choose your buzzer. Do you want the tambourine or do you want the Russian nesting doll?
What sound does the doll make? Huh.
Here, you decide.
I don't know.
Emma, do you... I'm not much like into astrology. What sign are you, though?
I'm an Aquarius. What are you?
I'm a Sagittarius.
I'm a Sagittarius rising. When's your B-day?
November 29th.
I feel like you're an Aquarius, too. Even though you're not. I've stopped getting into astrology lately because I was getting too into it and having panic attacks and not leaving the house. So I had to stop.
Agoraphobia?
No, it was just like people were scaring me about the moon and the eclipse.
Who are these people?
Did you hear about the eclipse?
I did.
By the way, nothing happened to me except for 3 weeks prior to the eclipse. When everything was supposed to be going fabulous, I walked into a sliding glass door and broke my nose. And no astrologer predicted that, but they were saying that during the eclipse, my life was going to fall apart.
Fuck.
Can you believe that?
No. And that's fucking crazy.
And I was like, you couldn't predict my nose, but you're telling me my life is going to fall apart? And everything's been great since the eclipse. Knock on wood. So you're not into astrology?
I find it like amusing to talk about, you know, like it's somewhat interesting, but it's a good, and people in LA talk about that a lot. And I do think that it's kind of a good conversation starter.
I do say, what's your sign more often than I would like to admit to people.
Do you have like signs that you feel like you connect to more than others?
Yeah, Sagittarius is one of them, and I'm not
fuck
just
yeah,
saying that.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah, Sims. Suck it.
Yeah, what are you?
Gemini.
I don't know. I've only encountered one Gemini.
Not so good, huh?
No, it was great. Yeah.
I've always been with Geminis.
You always what?
I've always been with Geminis.
Really?
We're not together, by the way.
Oh, you're not?
No.
Okay, thank you for clarifying.
Fuck, he won't have me.
Yeah, but do you want to play the game real quick?
Yeah.
And then we'll do calls and then
great.
We can end it?
Okay.
Sound good?
Okay, geez, Louise, don't let the door hit me on the way out. Go on.
All right. So, Emma, you have the Russian nesting doll.
Oh, I guess so. I didn't even mean to pick it, but
Anna,
I have it.
And you have the tambourine. So, the name of the game is Celebrity Book Club. Emma, in honor of your book club called
Belletrist.
And Anna, you have a book coming out called Unqualified, or actually it's for pre-order now. You can get it in October. We want to test your celebrity book knowledge. I will name a book written by a celebrity.
Oh, fuck.
And you guys have to guess. It's very easy.
This is the worst.
Yes, it's very easy. You have to guess whether it's a real title or a fake one.
I forgot to breathe.
Real title or fake title. So you just buzz in with not a book or it's a book. Let's start. Don't forget to buzz in.
Lolita.
Vanna's
War and Peace. Separate piece.
You buzz in with not a book or it's a book.
Okay, got it.
Vanna's Afghan and Crochet Favorites by Vanna White. Emma.
It's a book.
That's correct.
Oh, it is?
Yes,
I
it
just,
is.
Okay.
Yes,
what's it,
is. It
called?
It's called Vanna's Afghan and Crochet Favorites.
Is it a fucking picture book? What the fuck
there's
is
a picture.
This?
Where's the picture of it? It's staples of the game. Oh, okay. Oh, here we go. Oh,
so it's like,
thanks,
it's a knitting book?
Take a look. That's
wait,
right.
But it's Kim Cattrall on the front.
Oh, shit. Did I just give away a book? You're supposed to do this in order, Cassie. Here it is.
Ooh, I can't wait to tambourine in.
That was crazy.
What do you think?
Like, when you think you're going to see Vanna White and you see Kim Cattrall, your brain does the craziest thing. You think you don't know anything. What happened?
Oh, my God. Okay, wow. So I guess you know the answer to the next question, which is Being a Girl, Navigating the Ups and Downs of Teen Life by Kim Cattrall. I guess that is a book. We're not going to count that for you, Anna. Sorry. Next question. Thank you. The Art of the Stash, A Guide to Grooming by Johnny Depp. Emma.
Not a book.
It's not a book. 2-0, Emma. Next question.
Fuck.
Hoff to It, Getting Your Butt and Finding Your Best Self by David Hasselhoff. Anna.
Not a book.
It's not a book.
It's not oh, a I book. Was going to
yeah.
come in with a follow-up.
Yeah. Yeah.
I definitely thought that was a book.
Tell us the title again.
It's yeah. called Hoff to It, Getting Off Your Butt and Finding Your Best Self.
That's
by
not
David
a
Hoff.
Book?
No, sadly it's not a book, but it should be. You're right.
Did you come up with that fake title?
This was Cassie. Cassie Daniels, our head writer, sitting right over there. Next question. Boy George's Karma Cookbook. Emma.
It's a book.
That is definitely it's definitely a book that you own. And
just kidding, I don't own it, but well, I will now.
Here's the book cover right here. It's definitely indeed a book. All right, we're looking at 3-1 now. Next question. There's only two left. Anna, you need both of them to catch up and tie the game. Black Belt Patriot, How to Reawaken America by Chuck Norris. Black Belt Patriot, How to Reawaken America by Chuck Norris.
I think it's a trick.
Anna.
It's a book.
It's definitely a book.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
See, I thought that was a trick.
Okay.
It seemed like a trick.
It seemed like a trap.
We have sure one did. More. We don't. And then if you get this right, it's a tie. We have no tiebreaker because of Kim Cattrall. That
well,
was
you better
my error.
Come up with something.
Okay.
And quick.
I will. Okay. Kevin Bacon's Guide to Grilling. Emma.
It's a book.
It is not a book. Here's the thing. I think you have to earn it.
No,
so
don't,
we should.
No, she's well, buzzing
only,
in.
But there's only two choices.
I don't know. It seems like you're being unfair.
Anna, what is it? I feel like I'm being unfair too. Emma, you're right. It should be because you didn't buzz in quick enough, and she got it wrong.
Well,
and you didn't
know
earn
what?
The answer. I feel like Emma should win.
No, it would have been that if you had just kept quiet, she could have given her answer, and then she wouldn't have known the answer.
Emma?
Because she wouldn't. Because the choices are either book or not a book.
No, because if you hadn't said what it was.
Emma, you totally won.
Thank you.
I think you won.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
100%.
I've really shown off my book knowledge.
Should we get
titles.
To calls right away? Should we just
yeah,
move right
to-
along?
Yeah.
Just do it, right? Well, you guys can talk while I set it up.
Wait, are we talking to calls?
What?
Isn't this weird, though? Like, I wish our listeners could see us with our new odd headphones. Because it does feel like we're potentially in
on
a helicopter.
A date on The Bachelor.
Yeah.
So we're going to call Olivia first. Olivia is in Chicago.
You guys edit.
And she's 33.
Right?
We edit, yeah.
But He only has to edit me. When I say
he just
like,
tells
the
you that.
Stupid shit. Like Skype calling.
Yeah.
Sorry, I've really made myself comfortable here.
I love that. Do you want a blanket?
No, thank you.
Do you want an Ambien?
No, thank
you.
Hi,
you reached the voicemail of Olivia.
Hey, Olivia, it's...
You told me to call Olivia first.
We should leave her a voicemail and tell her she missed her call.
At the tone, please record your message.
Leave her message.
When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Olivia.
It's Anna.
And Emma. We don't know if your phone's on silent or if you forgot.
We're here to help, though.
Yeah, call us. Bye.
Bye.
Because I do that. I put my phone on silent and then I miss really important calls.
I do too. Where the fuck is my phone? Ugh. Oh boy. Oh my god. Yes.
Is everything okay?
Oh my god, I just got offered this fucking crazy movie.
It looks like nothing's open on your phone.
I love you.
I love when I hate the iPhone. The iPhone gives you away when you try to make fake calls, and it's like, and then a call comes through, and you're like, or the screen is lit up, and you're on. And they're like, it looks like it's your camera roll that's open.
Hi, you reached the voice.
I have 24 unlistened to messages.
My voicemail box is always full because I save my messages.
That's so good.
No one leaves them for me anymore, but I have some from 2012. Should we just call my sister and ask her where she is?
Yeah, we're going to call your sister if we can't get through to any
of my sister
calls.
Never answers my calls, but we'll see.
This is the first time we're going to
try calling
Sasha.
She's probably with her boyfriend. She's 16, so we should definitely call her.
She's 16? Oh, what's that like?
I don't know, but it looks dark. I'm kidding.
It's been so long.
My sister said to me the other day, she goes... You didn't have Instagram when you were 16? And I was like, no. She goes, what about Uber? I said, no, I called taxi. She's like, ugh.
Do you want to call your sister? Should we call
her? Let's try. All she's right. Not going to answer.
Oh my gosh, that'd be so fun.
What's Grace's number, KP?
That would be so fun.
No, don't. I want to catch her off guard. What's her number? 818?
Will she answer a block number?
Yeah. I think I have a phone here. Sorry if I'm yelling.
Keep calling them every second. Every single second.
Why are you freaking out?
I'm
kidding. Okay, let's try to... She's not going to answer because she's
he's totally freaking out.
I love when people...
I know you love it.
You're handling this well.
I know.
Normally you wouldn't.
I know.
Well,
Emma's being really cool about our lack of professionalism.
What's your sister's name?
Grace.
Oh, Grace. Okay. Fuck.
Hi, you've reached Grace. So I can't get the phone right now.
Grace.
You want to text her and say we're going to try calling her?
Yeah. Can I get on your Wi-Fi?
Totally. If only I know what the password is.
I love when people know what the Wi-Fi is because I don't know what the Wi-Fi is.
Nina is the fucking best.
And everyone's house, they're like, it's 42KZXY. You're like, are you fucking kidding me? Can you just make it like house Wi-Fi? Like, who's trying to steal your Wi-Fi that hard? Don't know.
Okay, Emma just texted her sister, all caps, I need you to call me immediately. I'm doing a podcast.
No, tell her we're going to call from a block number. Tell her we're going to call her from a block number right now.
Okay.
And then
this is awesome.
And then you know what? The callers.
She's going to be so mad.
We're not going to do any callers this show. I'm sorry.
Why?
Callers.
Can't we call people we know?
Yeah, let's just do that.
Come on. What's going on?
If they
on?
Need any relationship advice.
Do you have somewhere to be? Because it seems like you're in quite a rush.
No, I love this. I love that you're changing the format. This is good. This is good. I like it.
Emma is saving us.
She is.
This is when...
She's saving the show.
Hey, Grace. It's me and Anna Faris.
Hi, Grace.
Hi. Hi.
Hi. Thank you so much for answering.
We're on a podcast
of
right
course.
Now. Yes, and our callers...
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I was at dinner.
Oh, thank you for answering. Thank you so much for picking up. Okay, so wait. So the people that we were calling, they didn't answer. Will you tell us about your relationship?
We need you to ask us a relationship question. Like, these people were calling us for advice and then they like left their phones somewhere.
You could say something like, how do I know if the guy likes me?
But ask something real.
Okay, something real. How do I get a boy not to friend zone me?
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Oh. Wait, how old is she?
She's 16. And she's a Capricorn.
But wait, you already have like a boyfriend.
Don't you have a boyfriend, Grace? No.
No.
Just like...
No.
Okay.
Okay, wait. Is this somebody...
Something happened?
Is this something specific?
No. Well, no.
Yeah, well, we've all been friend-zoned before.
Oh, God.
Have you
completely.
Been, Anna?
Oh, fuck yeah. Like, my entire life. Yeah.
So how do you not get in the friend zone without doing anything crazy?
Well, I think that you need to make your intentions known that... Because sometimes what I notice is that they'll put themselves in the friend zone by acting like friends. If you can... Do you flirt a little? Have you flirted with this guy?
I tried. It didn't work.
What do you mean you tried?
Clearly.
So what did you try and do?
No, it's just... He was complicated, so he was kind of... He simply just wanted to be friends. Apparently, he's tired of just, whatever, doing stupid stuff with girls and wants a girlfriend, but he just wants to be friends with moi.
How old is he? How old is this guy?
A year older than me.
Okay, so he's 17.
But here's the thing. Is that, like at that age, and Grace, I don't want to sound patronizing, but I wouldn't want anyone to necessarily take advantage of you, and I wouldn't want you to like start fucking some dudes just so you weren't in the friend zone anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what
well
I mean?
Said.
Thank
well
you.
Said.
Thank you.
Grace, I love you.
Well, I love you.
Let's keep talking to Grace. We're not ready to let go of Grace because she's our star caller.
Are
now.
You okay to stay on the phone?
Yeah, I'm good.
Are you with Mom?
No, I'm outside.
Okay, good, because Mom would definitely try to get on this call.
Wait, can we talk to your mom?
Yeah, she'll talk.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Grace, can you put your mom on the phone for a second? And then I want to talk to you afterwards.
She's still... Okay, let me go grab
okay.
her.
Okay.
This is the best.
Yeah.
This is the best.
I love this.
One second.
Okay.
Grace, I love you.
Grace?
She's amazing. Mm-hmm. Are you guys really close?
Where do you guys... Well, you don't have
to say. She lives in New York. I live in LA.
No, I know. So she lives in New York.
Yeah. We're...
I am.
Hi, Mom. You're on a podcast right now with me and Anna Faris. You love her. Hi.
Wait, what?
My mom has a flip phone. So, Mom, you're on a podcast. A podcast is It's like the radio, but it's planned ahead of time. Mom, it's Anna Faris.
Hi, I'm Anna Faris. And your daughter is so fucking great. Pardon my
French. Wait, is that Anna Faris really?
Yes.
Well, are you freaking kidding me?
No, we're not kidding you. I'm at her house.
Really? I love you.
I love you.
No, Emma, you're lying.
I swear I'm not lying.
Wait, are you pranking me?
No, I swear.
She's
this is
the
absolutely
best person
real.
In the world.
Okay.
Oh, my God. This is
Mother,
way better than I could have ever expected. Thank
okay,
you.
I used to prank my mom and say that I was AT&T calling her to collect bills, so she thinks it's a joke. Mom, we're doing We're doing a real podcast, but what happened was we were supposed to call these girls and give them advice, but they didn't answer, so we called you and Grace.
Where's the backup?
Oh, yeah, Mom.
I love you.
Yeah, wait. Sims wants to ask you a question.
What's your mom's name?
Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. My name is Sim. I'm Anna's co-host and producer, but I have a question
for
you.
Hi.
Yes. So I wanted to tell you what we were supposed to do. We were supposed to talk to a couple of listeners who wrote in with questions who they needed relationship advice. So can I read you a paragraph of a caller that we were supposed to talk to, and maybe you can help us with the advice since we're not actually talking to them? Is that okay?
That's okay. Is this a joke though, Emma?
No, I swear on Grace's life and my life that this is 100% for real.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead. Ask the question. Go ahead.
Okay.
She loves to give advice.
All right. So this is from a 22-year-old female. She wrote, "Hi, Sim and Anna. So I met this guy at a party and I brought him home and slept with him. The next morning he left and we really didn't exchange numbers or anything like that. So I was content with that being a one night stand. And then a month later, he found me on social media and started messaging me. So since then, we have been sleeping together every few weeks or so. and it's been good. Sex has been fun, and that's all I want. Little strings attached. Especially because I plan on moving away at the end of the year, so I am not looking to get into a relationship or anything serious. But the thing I struggle with is that whenever we hook up, he never spends the night. Always has a reason to why he needs to leave. And the only time he wants to talk to me is when he's trying to set up a time to basically, you know, meet up and hook up. So while I am with him and it's fun, when he leaves after I can't help but feel like an unpaid hooker. I want him to know how I feel, but I don't know how to approach that conversation without him thinking I want a relationship or I'm just a crazy person. Am I out of place to want him to even spend the night a couple of times after we hook up?
Mom?
Yes. 100%. She's a dum-dum. He's using her booty call. Move on. Stop seeing him.
I agree.
This is what people need
wallet?
To hear.
My wallet. Yeah, we got this. Okay.
Okay, cool.
I will. They'll be there in 1 second. I'm on a live podcast. I mean, this is important stuff with Anna Faris. Very important.
But I love your strong take on this. You're completely right, I think.
Oh, it's crazy. Come on, right?
My mom has a flip phone and no social media. She's very cut to the chase. She doesn't have email, or you kind of have email, but she doesn't have a computer. She doesn't have an...
I have a flip phone.
She has a flip phone. Okay, so give us one nugget of wisdom. What do you always say, Mom?
Oh, my God. Oh, it's so complicated. I just feel like with having two girls, you know, I'm going through it with the 16-year-old again. I just feel that you really have to respect yourself. I know it sounds so old-fashioned, but it's just respect yourself. And it's very much like that movie, He's Just Not Into You. Guys are very simple.
He's just
guys
not
are
into
so
you. She's
simple. No, they're so simple. I mean, you really, they're not complicated at all. You know, they just, if they love you, they will go through fire for you. And that is all. If they want you, they will call you. And when you get that excuse of, he didn't call me because he was working. No, he didn't call you because he's not into you and he doesn't like you. And he's going to call you at midnight to do a booty call. And he's not going to call you the next morning. And you're going to feel like crap. So girls have to raise the bar. You have to raise the bar.
Agree. I just fucking love you.
You know?
Will you come to LA? Can I host you? Like,
yeah, come to LA, Mom.
I'll come to LA anytime. See my baby girl, my love of my life, that little girl.
Okay,
I thought that was me.
I will come to LA.
Let's say bye to
my sister, too. Can we say bye to Grace, Mom?
You can say goodbye to Grace.
Miss Friend Zone over there?
All right. Hey, I love you guys.
I love you too. Thank you so much.
Nice to meet you guys.
Thank you.
Here, Grace. Here,
Grace.
Bye, Queen. All right, hold on. Here, bye, Queen. I love you, Queen.
She's fucking amazing. Your mom is unbelievable.
She's cool.
Hello.
Hi, Grace. Hi, Grace.
Hi.
Mom thought it was a prank.
Did she really?
Yeah. We just wanted to say bye.
Goodbye, Cornisha.
Bye, Quanisha. We love you.
What's Quanisha mean?
Queen. We started calling each other Queen, which evolved to Queenie, which evolved to Quanisha, which evolved to Queen Narama. It takes on many forms.
Nice. I love
live
that.
Live your true queen life.
Live your true queen life. Oh, Grace, I love you. I can't wait to meet you. I hope I can.
Grace, don't we watch Just Friends every Christmas?
Yep.
Stupid dick.
All right, bye.
Bye. Love
bye,
you.
Love you. Bye.
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 I was like, I got a dinner to be to in 02 minutes.
This was amazing, by the way. This turn of events was
Thank you
for saving the show, by the way.
Thank you. Hey, you never know what's going to happen, astrology.
You brought your family in, and it was fucking amazing.
And your mom offered killer advice, too.
My mom, she gives good advice. I hate to admit it sometimes because you never want to be like, my mom was right, but she's usually right. My mom's really the best. When I was younger in my days where I would go out, she would literally come and like pick me up at the club in pajamas and be like, hi, honey. And like take me to McDonald's and tuck me in bed. I was like, thank you.
Emma Roberts, thank you so fucking much.
Thank you. This was fun. I want to come back already.
Please do.
All right.
And we'll, like, I'm still getting used to these weird things.
I like them. Do you like them?
I mean, I don't have anything to compare them to, but I had a fabulous time.
And didn't, what about you? Did you like them?
I still feel like I'm like in a helicopter.
Just get her a prop mic, like a prop.
All right, I think I should do that. I'm going to get you a prop mic.
I love you, dear listeners. Thank you so much. And thank you so much, Emma.
Bye.
Bye, good night.
And wait, fuck you, Sim.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, fuck you, Sim.
Thank you.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
Thanks.
With love.
I know. Lots of love.
You could say it too if you'd like.
Hard. Fuck you hard, right?